More of Lake Effect now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. That's one of the iconic classic rock songs of all time, You Really Got Me by the Kinks. Released in 1964, it was the band's first hit, and that distorted guitar sound at its heart is the stuff of legend.
The guitar was played by Kinks founder Dave Davies. He's the younger brother of Ray Davies, the band's lead singer. The two played together for years, cranking out songs such as Waterloo Sunset, Lola, and Come Dancing.
But there were always tensions in the band, including between the Davies brothers, and the group split up in the mid-90s. Both Ray and Dave have made a number of solo albums each, and Dave's most recent is just out. It's called Ripping Up Time. He'll play in support of that album tomorrow night at Turner Hall Ballroom, but he joins us first by phone. Dave Davies, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us. Cannot wait to see you here. I have my tickets already.
I'm great. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
The new album, I just got the download last night so I could listen to it before I was talking to you, and I love it. I just love the hard edge to it. There's all, you know, the Dave Davies distortion. There's all kinds of great licks going on. When you were setting up and writing the songs for this album, what were you thinking about? Where were you coming from with this one?
Well, it's kind of based on a dream or a nightmare. When I was thinking about what type of album to make, I was having this strange dream that part of me was in the 60s and the past, and part of me was today looking at things through a window of my life as it is today, and also my anxieties and fears and optimism as well about the future. And they kind of all meshed into this weird dream. And I found myself waking up, shouting out. So that formed part of writing Ripping Up Times, the song. And I think all the other songs grew out of that one song, really. So it all sort of grew out of that one song and from the dream. It made me think also about, you know, the 50th year of You Really Got Me, and got me thinking back, the front room, the old front room in our house when we were growing up in Muswell Hill, and it was, you know, going through the motions of get my guitar sound for You Really Got Me, and the parties and the sisters and everything that's happened there. And front room evolved out of those memories as to the song about the old days, in the old days.
In the old days, in the old days, in the old days, in the old days. Parties every Saturday, the kids will stay up late, sipping at a shandy with loopholed iron plates. Parents of the key, all my sisters getting dressed, pulling up their nylons, they gotta look their best. Mum clips around the ear, I'll say, G'day, little sod, get out of here. What's your day?
The Nosy Neighbours too. I imagine you had a few.
Yeah. I was staying with my nieces in she lives near Northampton, and I was staying at my nieces, and she was telling me about the neighbours so nosy, and then they kept looking through the curtains when we were coming back, and they couldn't make out whether we were a couple or whether they looked too similar. They must be the same family and all those. And so it gave me the idea, Nosy Neighbours.
I love the idea that this is all a dream, because as you're telling me this, I'm listening to the album in my head a little differently, and hearing all of those influences and all of that stuff part of your life. I mean, music has been your whole life, and it's all in this album.
Yeah, it is, in a way. It's a very condensed version of my life, in a way, and my feelings about how I feel today and still kind of compressed in a way, yeah. I've had a lot of things have happened to me in my life, and there's been hosts of Kinks albums, and it's been very colorful.
Yeah, it certainly has. How is it for you looking back at all of the early Kink stuff? I mean, if you did nothing else in rock and roll but start the Kinks, you'd rightfully have a place in the pantheon. So going back and looking at that, is it an easy memory to look at now and to hear that music and to think about who you were when you wrote those songs?
Yeah, I think we are what we are. You know, we all carry our past with us, good, bad, or indifferent. So it's a part of our life living in now. So as songs like Templates of Sanity are really about how a confusion and how the world is now and how it makes me feel that being in the world is a very confusing place for everybody at the moment. I try to keep humour in it. But it's kind of like the past meets the present with hope about the future, I guess. Optimism. You got to have optimism.
Yeah, otherwise I think we'd all be in a dark hole somewhere, you know. Drinking or drugging or whatever, you know.
Depressed.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been, about 10 years since you had your stroke. How are things going? I mean, are you feeling good? Obviously, you're going to tour, so you must be feeling healthy.
Yeah, I feel great. I did some shows last year in New York and Chicago, and they went really well. So, I'm really, really excited about it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, who's the band with you?
I've got two guys that I used before. I have a second guitar player, Jonathan Lieber, who's been playing with me for years and years, and a bass player called Tom Courier, who plays keyboards as well. So we'll be doing some quieter songs, and as well as the rock stuff. And Dennis Dykin from Smithereens is going to be playing drums for four old friends, and it's going to be really fun.
Is this the same group that was on the new album?
No, but I mostly with my son Russ and with David Nolte, my friend and co-producer on the album. We kind of did everything ourselves between the three of us.
Okay, I'm impressed, because as I was listening to it, I was thinking, oh, this just rocks. And if it's just you guys overdubbing, I'm really impressed.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fun tonight.
So how is it for you to give those parts over to your touring band?
Well, we worked up a couple of tunes, and we changed the arrangement a bit, because it's always different playing live to recording. So the set will consist of, old songs like You Already Got Me and a few songs from Kinks and a mixture of my songs and Desperate, A Clown. And it's quite another couple of new songs from the new album. So, providing I can remember all the words, it should be fun.
Well, you have 50 years of tunes that you've written, I don't know that I'd remember them either. But so we are going to hear new stuff, though. We are going to hear some of the things from the new album.
Yeah, we're going to do a couple of tracks from the new album. Hopefully, Nosy Neighbors and King of Karaoke, we've been working those two. We might still be open up time, if we got time.
I liked King of Karaoke a lot. It was very funny.
Yeah, it's fun to perform as well. We changed it slightly, and it's fun to do.
He's the king of karaoke. Hear him sing every Friday night at the park.
years you've been on stage and doing this, is performing still fun? Is it still good?
Yeah, I have to take it easy, but it's in the blood, It's once you get on, it's all the driving and flying and all hanging around. It's always been a pain, but the actual getting on stage and playing, that's where the action is and where that drives you to do it,
Yeah, where the juice is.
Yeah.
And what about songwriting? Has that changed for you over the years, or do you still create songs the same way you always did?
Well, I think I tend to... I get lots and lots of ideas, and I think it's... You think of characters and themes and ideas, and the songs sort of grow up, these ideas. It's like, as you get older, to me at least, I seem to kind of write like a... Yeah, a bit like writing a screenplay. Get a character in your head and you embellish them and you put them in different situations. It's a little bit like that, I think.
See what he does.
Yeah. Imagination pulls its character around a bit and, what's an inaccurate idea of this character. So that's how I tend to write. Make up a character or a person in a situation, which you probably all extend from my own personality. That's why I'm talking about that dream thing, about ideas coming from a dream. So they're all extensions of my own personality, I guess.
And that wonderful guitar playing of yours.
Ah, thank you.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My guitar, I love my guitar. It's the most important thing, except for my children and my girlfriend. They're nice and, my guitar's the most paramount importance to me.
Yeah, I'm not a musician in that sense, but it seems to me that everyone who is like you, that the instrument, whatever it is, whether it's a guitar or the bass or whatever, that it's... It's an extension of who you are, and it helps you reflect the world.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's like a partnership, And, it helps me express, my feelings and ideas. And so, of course, it's very important to me.
I do have to ask, have you and Ray been talking at all? Working?
We spoke this morning on the telephone. But yeah, I think we'll get together I'm going back to the UK after the tour in December, and that we'll probably get together and talk through some ideas. You never know, we might do something next year. It's difficult to know, but I think we both want to. We'll see. It's not over till it's over.
Yeah, and there's certainly many, many fans around the world who would love to hear what you guys would come up with now, after all these years. But it's nice to hear that you guys are talking. I mean, I think that's probably the most important thing.
That's good, yeah. But I'm involved with promoting Ripping Up Time now, and I'm excited about it, and the record company are really behind it. So, get this done, we'll see what happens next year.
And I hope, if it does happen, that you'll come on tour and that you'll both talk to me the next time around.
Maybe. Stranger things have happened.
Yes, exactly. It'd be fantastic. Well, I don't want to keep you because I know you probably have a schedule that you have to get to. But Dave Davies, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh,
we are so
you.
Looking forward to having you in Milwaukee. Cannot wait.
It'd be nice to be back. I love Milwaukee.
Dave Davies was one of the founding members and lead guitarist of the Kinks. His new solo album is called Ripping Up Time. We're hearing the title track from that album now. Davies and his band will be in Milwaukee tomorrow night for a concert at Turner Hall Ballroom.
That's all for Monday's edition of Lake Effect. Tomorrow on the show, lessons from a decade-long statistical study of Milwaukee's poorest zip code. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee.
Stay tuned. Fresh Air comes your way next. And then after that, it's Here and Now from NPR and WBUR in Boston. Right now, it's 11 o'clock.
Before the fading, before the